Europe allows GMOs, but currently less than 1% of its arable land is being used for their cultivation, and that too only in 5 countries: Spain, Portugal, Slovakia, Romania, and the Czech Republic. At the moment, there is only one GMO under cultivation in Europe, MON810, an insect-resistant maize or corn. However, 40 GMO-based products are being imported, like soya used for animal feed. Every GMO product must be clearly labelled, except when its GMO content falls beneath 0.9%. The last decade has seen a lot of argument and division between member states over the rules covering the cultivation of GMOs. But the EU has now agreed on a new way forward. Member states can now restrict or ban the cultivation of GMOs if they're believed to have a socio-economic impact, such as affecting countryside planning or agricultural practices. The scientific assessment conducted purely on a public health and scientific basis remains within the remit of the European Food Safety Authority. If EU members elect for GMOs, they can then decide whether to grow GM and non-GM crops side by side and determine the distances between them. Currently, they vary from 5 to 600 metres. Separately, discussions are underway on whether member states can restrict or ban entirely the sale and use of GMO food and feeds on their territory. Amongst the issues at stake, the free movement of goods across internal borders.